this? It's crazy. I'm gonna open up this. Ow. And then keep it open, and then accidentally knock it over later.
You guys can see the audio level, like, right there, right?
Which one?
The one that's moving.
Which one?
That one. The one that just went red.
You ready to go? Ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Let's just do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the second Devin's Island podcast.
COVID.
I am joined, as always, with this. I needed four chairs, that first one, to go and rain in, and then it's been too long. He had a wrong tooth.
I inhaled water.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm drowning on land. I'm like a fish.
Drowning on... Do fish drown on land?
Yeah.
I mean, they suffocate on land.
Yeah, they don't drown, though.
What is drowning if it's not suffocating?
Drowning is suffocation by water.
No.
Suffocation.
Oh, I'm looking... No breathing? Yeah. Don't give a... Yes.
You don't need to look this up.
No, I'm looking up the definition of drowning.
Oh,
this
goodness.
Is
what happened to not being on our phones, Nick?
Yeah,
hang
Nick.
Up and hang out.
Nick. Yeah, Nick.
Drowning.
Nick. Yeah, Nick. Nick.
Nick.
Nick.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Death caused by suffocation when water or other liquid fills the lungs.
Air is not a liquid.
Exactly. So I'm right.
Oh yeah, he's right.
Yeah. Suck it. All right.
I forgot which side was his.
Yeah. I'm joined as always. Second tallest man.
I should have just been like, yeah, Nick, idiot. Thought fish can drown.
I totally would have. This is a sad thing.
And then the man of steel himself, Superman himself, Josh.
Steelman.
Josh me. Yep. How's your week, Josh?
It's pretty good. Rolling into classes. They don't seem too bad yet. I'm already behind on notes, though.
I slept through my second 8 a.m.
Nice.
That's okay. I don't have any 8 a.m.s.
I have not slept through class yet.
Your earliest class is at like 10.
I have 2 8 a.m.s. We've already discussed this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have 2 8 a.m.s, and I have 2 10 a.m.s, and then Fridays are now pretty
drowning.
Open. So.
It is drowning.
With that being said, this is the Nevin's Island podcast, where we go, we bring a topic to the table, we talk about it, we enjoy each other's company, we talk about stupid stuff, like can a fish drown on land? What word?
Enjoying your company.
Are you
enjoying my company?
I really hope...
I whispered always for those who could.
I really hope...
Just look at the sound level.
I really hope that in the middle of the podcast, like, Chase and Shane go and toss the, Is that picking up?
Jake, someone's gonna get hurt.
Jake, I'm gonna punch Jake in the face.
I'm gonna do the thing where you grab the water bottle and just tilt it up and chug, chug, chug.
I'm gonna do the thing where you, throw water on somebody and then run away really quickly.
Have you ever done that before?
Thrown water on someone?
Yeah, like just a wha! Like pocket sand, but pocket water.
Pocket
you
sand?
Do you not know what pocket sand is?
I don't go to the beach.
I know what pocket sand is.
It's from King of the Hill.
Oh, I didn't
this,
know that.
Oh, there's this guy who just like pulls sand out of his pocket and just throws it at people's eyes.
No, the problem I had with pocket sand wasn't that I didn't know what pocket sand was. I could infer. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Smart. My issue with it was.
Jake, it's on the name, idiot.
Pocket sand.
Yeah, God, have you never seen King of the Hill? Nick,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Dude, come on, chill out. But yeah, my problem with pocket water is that it just seeps through my pocket. I can never get it to stay. So
yeah.
When I go to like pocket water, it's like.
Well, that's why you flex seal the pocket.
I actually flex sealed my entire
I sawed this pocket in half.
That's a lot of damage. Oh my goodness.
But dude, it's like wallets on him. He just has a chainsaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jake.
I cut my leg off and cauterized it using only Flex Seal.
Who's the new guy for Flex Seal?
Dude,
it's like Billie Eilish. Billie Mays.
Billie Mays was the old one. Didn't he die?
No, he was the OxyClean guy and someone dosed on cocaine.
Oh, I didn't know how he died. I just
know
he died.
Oh my
god! I think so. It was either that or concussion.
Dude, do you remember that sexy OxyClean commercial?
There was a sexy OxyClean commercial?
Maybe it's not OxyClean.
It's GoDaddy.
GoDaddy did have sexy
whichever
commercials.
The bald guy is.
Yeah, it's GoDaddy.
Yeah. Man. Dude,
no, you mean Arm & Hammer? Clean?
Is that Mr. Clean?
Dude, no. I don't... Look at my bathroom and ask me how many cleaning products I use.
Lord.
I have mold on all four walls.
From the wall to the other wall.
To the other wall.
Till the mold kills me.
One day it's just gonna like start creeping out of your room and climb up on you.
Windows to the walls. to the mold growing on my
balls. All right.
No.
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 No. No.
I clean those.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Do you use the Manscaped? Do you use the Lawnmower 3000?
Today's video is sponsored
by Harry's.
By Raid Shadow Legends.
Raid Shadow Legends.
Oh.
Use the newest Shadow Legend. The Lawnmower 3000.
AFK Arena.
Jake, what's the first topic?
Oh. Good question. Oh,
yeah, I remember.
This
podcast is about.
I remember my topic. All right, so I know, but all of us here have worked either retail or CS or selling stuff to somebody, food, whatever.
Yep.
So everyone has got like, you know, when somebody's like, "Oh, like working customer service can't be that bad."
Yeah.
What's your story that you're like, actually, you're wrong, and here's why.
I have one, because we have a show document, so we get to see the topics. Right when you said it, I was like, this summer, the perfect moment happened. Right. So, COVID this summer obviously takes a play. I'm up in Massachusetts, where COVID is taken, like, very seriously, one of the more serious places in the country. California, New York, Massachusetts, all up there in the more serious levels of, like, being really heart-stricken on it. And so, we go... I'm just cashing people out, and then there's this one lady that comes to cash out, and normally the person is supposed to wait like 6 feet behind them before they go to the register, so I'm cashing this girl out, and this guy like goes and like starts putting his groceries on the conveyor belt a little early, gets a little close, probably as close as me and Josh are right now, and she goes and goes, what? And I'm like just like, 7 hours in a shift. I'm miserable. I'm like, I don't want to be here right now. And she just goes, what? Huh? And he goes and he says, I didn't say anything. And I then go look from the girl, look at the guy. And the guy has his mask only on his beard. Not on his mouth. Not on his nose. On his beard. And I start laughing because I'm like, oh, like he's in the wrong here. Like, yeah, back up.
Like you're at the part of the shift where the only words you've said for the last 3 hours are, do you want a receipt?
Exactly. I was just miserable. I was zoned out. So surely enough, just going at it. And she gets like in this guy's face a little bit. And I go, hey, sir, can you step back? And he goes, nope. And I'm like, well, I'm out. That's all I can do.
Sorry, man.
that's my move.
He turns around and just like tagged the next register.
You're like, hey, we got a complicated order.
I was not doing anything, and so then she goes, just starts like yelling at this guy, like full on, like you know when you go from like there's like two types of yells or even three where there's the and then there's and then there's the like cracking,
like she's
high
clipping
pitch.
Her mic in real life.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to like destroy.
She's
the
blowing out
guys.
Her speakers.
but she starts like screaming at this guy, like full on brutal, and I'm like, oh, this shit's got fun. Like, I literally went, checked her out, I had to put a card in. I had, like, a little thing of peeing M&M's, so I just started snacking on M&M's, watching them scream at each other. And the guy, like, goes in stone-faced. The girl's, like, just yelling at her. The girl was a little bit, like, over the top. He eventually put his mask back on his mouth. Good for him. Good doing the right thing.
He didn't get the nose, though.
Yeah, he went over the nose. He went at the mouth. I think he might have truly forgot that, like, he forgot to... put it on.
For like, the entire 10-minute argument. He's like, I don't know why she's so mad at me.
She's... Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry. I wasn't wrong.
All,
I apologize.
Me. Yeah. Me.
So then he puts his... They're still going at it. And she's just like... He's like, I gotta go. Like, stop. She finally checks out. He goes, I'm thinking, that was hysterical. I got, like, my just popcorn moment. And he goes, looks at me. The girl's about, like, 10, 15 feet away. But, not, like, not far enough. And just goes... What a bitch.
Oh, no. I knew it.
Next level. And literally, I go, I take my register, I close it off. Because I'm like, no one's coming down here.
Yeah.
And I watch them argue for like 25 minutes. And it was the best thing I've ever seen. But also, the most miserable thing I've ever seen. Because it's everyone, we're in like a normal grocery store like Kroger down
we're
here.
We're in a pandemic.
Yeah, like, and they're just screaming at each other. The guy goes halfway through the argument, just takes his mask off, throws it away. And just like, he's just like, what do you want now? And the language... She was just, like, calling him, like, the most Christian nice things. I'm calling him a meanie, stuff like a poopy head. It was hysterical. And then he's just, like, dropping, like,
way ridiculous
little
words.
Shoot bag.
Words that if I said on Twitch, they would be like, never again. Like, this dude was awful.
You listen here, mister.
Yeah, it was. Mister. Yeah, it was.
Your mother would be very disappointed.
Yeah.
You cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was
dude,
the best.
You can't say that on Twitch.
Dude, you can't say that on Twitch.
That's not TOS.
TOS.
They come for us.
Get him out.
But yeah, no, that was my moment where I'm like, I'm done. I hate this. Yeah. This is the worst. And so I was working an 11-hour shift. After that, I was like, my day just, like, there will never be anything as exciting as that, but also as miserable of being like, there was like two or three times where I'm like, hey, can I open my register back up? I said it three times. After the third time, it was like 10 minutes after that of just being like, and I just eating peanut M&Ms, having a Dr. Pepper, hanging out. But at the end of the day, it was a moment that was like, oh, I'm just hanging out at this point and watching two people be ridiculous, but also, like, customer service sucks. Like, people suck. Like, people low-key can suck during those jobs. And that's my story. Josh.
So, I don't have, like, one customer service story because my first job was as a busboy. Mm-hmm. I never really interacted with anyone, but, like, of course I heard the stories about, like, the, like, poop stains of people that just tip like 10 cents.
Oh, dude. Don't tip at all.
There is, yeah, exactly. It's yeah. Like,
then
I think,
be like, well, maybe they forgot.
I think tipping like not enough is worse than not tipping at all.
Yeah.
Just because if you tip like just barely not enough, like if you tip like 14% instead of 15, that's okay.
Yeah. Or like if you're old and you tip 10%, I'm like, okay, you've been tipping 10% since like 1963.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But if you're like, if it's like a $60 tab and you tip like
$5, yeah,
like, not even $5, yeah. It's like obviously you're just a horrible person.
Yeah.
But I remember one time there was this the nicest person I've ever met. Her name is Anna Elizabeth. I don't know if she'll ever see this, but you're
shout
just
out.
An amazing person. But she was working there and she had this one couple, I think. I don't remember the story. This was a while back.
Yeah.
My memory's shot.
Yeah.
But she, well, like, was the nicest person, got their food out, all this, and they just complained the entire time. They're like, my food's cold. She was like, I'm so sorry. Do you want me to take it back? No, it's fine. I'll just eat it.
Then don't say anything.
Side note, just in life.
Yeah.
If you have an issue and somebody goes, oh, I can solve that issue. Would you like me to remedy that? And then you're like, no, you have immediately lost all right to complain about it.
Yep. Yeah.
But
that there's a total non-sequitur story I could go off
so
on.
So the entire time they were just being horrible customers.
Yeah.
And at the very end they just tipped her like literally 10 cents.
That's the
on like a $20, $30 meal.
Oh,
and she was, I've never seen her that angry.
I can imagine.
But I don't really have a specific story.
Yeah.
I worked as a lifeguard. People were just idiots. Like,
yeah.
We had a specific, like, no basketball shorts rule because the fabric will, like, get in the vents. And I remember this one guy came in, like, with his family. And he, like, goes to get in the water. And we're like, excuse me, sir, you can't wear basketball shorts. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So he leaves and he comes back with another pair of basketball shorts on.
Oh,
we're like, you
God.
Absolute buffoon. So we just tell him, we're like, sir, those are still basketball shorts. He's like, no, I just went to Walmart and got them. And I'm like, yes, you got basketball shorts. But, so I don't have like a specific...
No, these are running shorts.
These are soccer
shorts.
These are
actually not
basketball
shorts. Yeah. They're multi-purpose.
I don't just use them for basketball.
I walk around in them.
Yeah.
I sleep in them.
I sit on the couch in them. But, I did have, over this past summer, again with COVID, I did have a horrible manager. Like, he was like a supervisor, so he couldn't actually do anything, but like, he was awful. So it's not really like a customer service
per se,
but I'm still going to tell the story because it's funny.
Yeah.
So his name was Rico.
Rico?
Rico.
As in like the guy from Hannah Montana?
As in the guy from Madagascar, the penguin?
I think his, well, he talked, so no,
yeah.
not the penguin.
Boom.
But he was, I think it was short for like Enrico or something. I don't know. But anyway, his name is Rico. First day, he was okay. He was like, he was chill, just like learning the ropes, all this. And then we're like, okay, the next day he's going to like help out. He's going to help pack stuff, put metal on the pallets, all this stuff that I did. That the packaging crew did.
Yeah.
The easy word. But
Manual labor.
So the second day, he did nothing. He just walked around and observed, and walked around some more and observed some more. And we couldn't say anything because we're technically his.
You're under him.
Yeah, we're supposed to be under him.
You're like under but adjacent, so he doesn't have power.
Yeah, but like
he kind of could fire you.
He couldn't fire us. He couldn't fire us. He would like have to go talk to the actual CEO or the manager of the branch, Michael Scott. No, just kidding. I wish, but no. So he was just awful. He didn't do anything. He just walked around and would make comments on how slow we were working because he was supposed to be like our production lead. That was what he was supposed to help us work more efficiently. And we're like, you know what would make us more efficient and help us get more orders out? An extra person doing work. Yeah. But of course he didn't. So he would just like make comments and he would come over and at first he wouldn't even make comments. That was a while on. Later he would make comments about stuff. But he would just come and stand on your next to your cart, like your cart would be like right here, and he'd just come. He would just stand and watch you and lean on the cart. And it was so annoying because he would look. I hate people looking. I've never met someone who actively enjoys someone uninvitedly looking over your shoulder at what you're doing. I've never met someone who likes that.
Dude, that's my favorite thing when somebody goes and
that's actually my fetish.
Nothing gets me going like a man looking at me.
That's all he would do. And then they started a night shift. And so you could go and ask him to work both shifts, but I was already working like 60 hours a week, so I didn't want to work the night shift. So I opted out of that. But Rico worked the night shift, and we're like, of course he's working the night shift. He doesn't do anything. Once the night shift started, and he started working the night shift, they're like, we're going to get him a night shift replacement. And eventually they did. But in the meantime, he worked the night shift and the day shift, and he would fall asleep during the day shift.
Oh, that's electric.
And he would come over and fall asleep on what you're working on. Like, you're building this pallet of metal that you're going to band and then ship out, and he'd come over and just clock out on your pallet. And so you can't put any more metal on it. And you're like, do I wake him up? Because, like, he's probably dreaming. If I wake him up, he might have a heart attack, like, that whole myth. Yeah. But, so you didn't know what to do. It was just super awkward. So you just kind of, like, work around him, I guess, until he finally wakes up and moves on, and then you can put where he was. One time he fell asleep on, and he was, like, he was leaning on a piece of metal on the cart that I had. And so I didn't need the piece of metal. So I just took it to wake him up and just put it on a different spot on the cart, and I didn't use it. Nice. I don't know if you noticed or not.
That's awesome.
He eventually got fired because he was horrible.
Yeah.
Because he was, I don't want to exaggerate. The worst?
The worst. He's quite possibly the worst. But one time, it's like an 8-9 hour shift probably. Mm-hmm. You have to poop. So I would go poop every day, like about an hour after lunch. And I wouldn't be gone too long. I'd be gone like maybe like 10, 15 minutes max, maybe 20 if it's a serious poop. But halfway through one of the weeks, I don't know, it just all blended together because it was COVID. So, but halfway through the week, he came in the restroom while I was pooping and was like, hey, Josh, you in here? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, man, you need to come back out. And I was like, I'm using the restroom. He was like, yeah, but you're taking too long. I was like, the poop's gonna come out. I don't know what to tell you.
Crap out of my butthole, you're more than welcome.
He was like, look, man, if you're gonna take this much time, you just need to do it on your breaks. I was like, I'm not going to sit it had air conditioning, so I was sitting there sweating. I was very uncomfortable taking this poop. Like, there's no way I was gonna be in there longer than I wanted to. And there's no way I'm going into the sweaty restroom instead of my air-conditioned car on my break.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't say anything, but I really wanted to just be like, would you like to come in here and join me? There's plenty of room in this stall for two. But I didn't. And so eventually he just like, all right, man, just hurry it up. And he walked out and I was like, okay. And so then I took, then I actually did finish my poop and took an extra like 10 minutes.
Yeah, that
out of spite.
Yeah, that'll.
But so that'll then I, then I left the restroom and I went to talk to one of the people that worked there. His name was John. He was super cool. Shout out to John if you are listening. But he, John. I talked to John about it. And John, halfway through our conversation, he does like this number and like looks at me. And I was like, what? And then I turn around and Rico's right there. And I was telling him the story. And so I'm like, uh-oh. And so then I just kind of like, oh, hey, Rico. And I walk back to my pallet. And then Rico comes over and he starts like getting on my butt. And he's like, dude, you need to stop wasting time. John's a good worker. You are just wasting his time. You're wasting my time. You're wasting your time. You're wasting everybody's time. And he's just like, he just goes off. And like at any point, I should have said it because you can't do anything about it. I really wanted to just be like, how many pallets did you do today? Because I've done four. And
that would have been the like,
it would have been the icing on the cake.
Moment, yeah.
And I really wish I had done it because later on, he got in a fight with not an actual fight. He got in an argument with multiple people on multiple separate occasions. One of which, the guy's name was Boo Boo. I didn't really talk to him.
Rico? Boo Boo?
Who's Boo Boo was his nickname, but he had been working there for literally like 30 years.
Yeah.
And Rico tried to, Rico was trying to tell him how to do his job better. And Boo Boo was just not having it. And so, dude, it was, I wasn't there for it, but I was there for Boo Boo coming over and complaining to us about it afterwards. And it was the funniest thing ever.
Oh my word.
I can't even try and do it justice, but he just like went off and just like destroyed this man behind his back.
People who, like, whenever you're working at a place, like, this happened to me. For anyone that knows me, they know I worked at Taco Bell.
Wait, you worked at Taco
Bell? Shut up. And so, there was this manager who worked there. This is, I'm not going to go on a long tangent.
Yeah, you're good.
But there was this manager who worked there who had worked at Taco Bell, like, the organization of Taco Bell, not just my specific one, for a shorter amount of time than I had. And I worked, like, similar weekly hours to him. And he tried to tell my ass what to do just because his paycheck was higher. So one time he was like, hey, Jay, you want to go do this thing? And I go, that's your job, Eli. And he goes, no, it's not. And I go, yes, it is. Because you are the manager on duty. And that is, I pulled out his clipboard and I go, it says right here, this is your duties. Right there, this is what you just told me to do. This is my stuff and this is yours. And he goes,
you're fired.
No, because he couldn't fire me. I worked there longer than him. Everyone liked me better. I was a better worker. Like, I was untouchable in this Taco Bell because I was the only person that, like, I showed up to
work. I was the king.
I was running this thing.
I showed up to work sober and on time, and that put me in the top three.
But, yeah, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So he gets in this argument with Boo Boo. And so Boo Boo just starts talking all this crap about him behind his back. And he just destroys him. And Boo Boo's like this old man. Like, I don't know why he crossed him in the first place, but he's just like, he's this old guy. He, like I said, he's been there for like 30 plus years. He like shuffles around doing his thing. And like everybody just kind of leaves him be because he's pretty
Boo-Boo.
Agreeable. He's Boo Boo. You like
the
Boo-Boo.
Mascot.
Yeah, he's the mascot of Versatube. But
Versatube? We just heard of the company.
Yeah,
we
that's
have
the
Rico, Boo Boo, and Versatube.
Riku should not be
Riku.
Rico should Rico, not be
associated
with Versatube
and Boo Boo
or Boo Boo. Bless his soul. But
is
anyway,
he dead?
No.
He's okay. Dead.
Probably. Not.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But anyways, so eventually Rico finds out that Boo Boo was talking crap. Somehow I don't even know. Nobody liked Rico, so I don't know who would tell
who
him.
Who snitched? Yeah.
But someone probably just one of the other college idiots probably just snitched to just make it interesting because it was a pretty boring job. You didn't do a whole lot. But so he goes over and he talks to Boo Boo and he's like, if you have a problem with me, we can take this outside. Like, legit.
He's trying to fight this whole thing.
He's trying to fight this
whole
thing.
Okay,
Rico's trying to fight Boo Boo.
Give me an ETA on, like, the age difference between these people.
Oh, I don't know. Rico was probably, like, mid-30s, maybe 40s. Boo Boo was definitely late 50s. But my money was definitely still on Boo Boo. And so, of course, we hear this go down, and Boo Boo comes back over to us and talks more crap, and he's like, boy, I whoop his butt, and like all this other stuff, and it was so funny. But that was the end of that day. Next day, or like later this week, one of the other college students who was working there.
Does this end with Rico like fighting somebody and getting fired?
No.
Okay.
But he says something. He was very good at just pissing people off. So he pisses off Rico, and so Rico tells him the same thing. He was like, "Man, you can meet me outside if you want to talk like that." And he's like, "Bro, you can't say that," because he's this white guy. So you know his parents are gonna sue Rico if Rico tries to fight him. So he ends up going and talking to the actual manager of the branch and tells him what Rico said, and so. The guy comes out and he's like, "Rico, can I talk to you for a sec?" So Rico goes into the office.
Everyone's like,
and then we see Rico walk by out the front of the warehouse. And that's the last I've ever seen of Rico.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so we were betting that Rico was going to be out by the college guy's car waiting after. But unfortunately, he wasn't.
That would have been funny.
It would have been so funny. But and then the manager came back out and like talked to the college guy and was like, "Hey, man. We fired Rico.
Please don't press charges."
Please don't press charges, basically, is what he said. So that was the end of Rico. So that's probably the worst person I've ever had to interact with.
The fall of Rico.
The fall of Rico.
That's a three-part saga.
That's probably the worst person I've ever had to interact with at a job. He was incompetent. That is the perfect word to just describe Rico.
Rico, if you're listening to this, just get better.
I hope you're a better person now. Yeah. I hope you've grown since you got fired. But, yeah, that's all
heard of Rico. I'll just give you a little short one because I have a multitude of stories.
The main question is it from Taco Bell?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Taco Bell is my one, well, not my only job, but my, like, if somebody was like, where was the place you last worked, I would say Taco Bell.
Okay.
And so... I have a lot of smaller stories that I'm not going to get into, just like general shenanigans.
Yeah, I could go on about for hours.
People being high and stupid.
Co-workers being high and stupid.
Yeah. Uh-huh, a lot of that too.
Separately and together.
Yes, a lot of that too. But I just remember like two specific stories, they're both pretty short, that pop out to me are, one of them more so than the other, because over this summer, I didn't get a job, I just DoorDashed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... this one sticks out to me because it was somebody who was doing Grubhub came in. And at the time, I was like trying to rationalize it. But now I'm like, you're just an idiot. You don't know how any of this works. So they come in and Taco Bell had this deal with
Grubhub. Was it Rico?
Taco Bell? Is Rico a white woman in her mid-30s who's door dashing for some reason?
Unfortunately not.
Anyways, so it's Taco Bell has this deal with Grubhub. I don't know if they still do. But it's not like... It's built into our POS system. So if somebody Grubhubs, it pops up on our POS system automatically. It's not like the person has to come in and order it or whatever.
Yeah.
So it pops up on our POS system. And normally we wouldn't make it until the Grubhub person came in because we don't want cold food sitting out there because that reflects badly on us as like an establishment.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Got to keep up the brand of Taco Bell.
You know?
Good food that's sometimes warm.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
If you get lucky.
Yeah, and like usually not soggy, but like, eh? So, yeah, especially if it's crunchy tacos. If you have crunchy tacos sitting in that paper for longer than 10 minutes, they are no longer crunchy tacos.
They are
mush that tastes like corn and meat.
You are playing a dicey game if you go and Grubhub your food from Taco Bell.
If you are driving to a Taco Bell more than 15 minutes from your house, you better start eating that stuff in the car.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying here. Anyways, so she walks in and... she's got her like Grubhub bag and I walk up and I was like, I read off the order. I was like, is this your order? She's like, no, I go, can you read me off the order? And she goes, why do I need to do that? I was like, because I need to make sure that this is your order.
Yeah.
Because anybody could come in with a Grubhub bag and just be like, do you have Grubhub for me? And then fucking, you know.
Yeah.
So she reads off her order begrudgedly, like just groaning all through. I'm like, it's 7 items, lady. So
that's a lot of items, to be fair.
Oh, or that's a lot of items. I go to Taco Bell, I get a minimum of 7 items.
Anyways, so she gets through it and I'm like, alright, cool.
I get 7 items and they give me $20. Like that, like it's an absurd exchange.
To be fair, I've only been to Taco Bell a total of 2 times.
That's too many. Anyway, so we're not gonna get into that. I'll talk about Taco Bell later today. So she reads off her order, and I'm like, okay, cool. I need your card, because the way Grubhub does things, you have your own card that you give to swipe with some restaurants. I'm sure it's integrated.
Yeah.
And So she gave me a card. I swipe it. I hand it to her. And I was like, okay, we're going to get your food made up. Should be about 2 minutes. We're not too busy right now. We'll bump you to the front of the line just so you can get out of here. And she's like, okay, cool. And then she goes and sits on her phone. And while they're doing it, I turn around and she had two large drinks. So I grabbed the two large cups and I put it on the table, or like the, what's the word I'm looking for? Counter.
Yeah.
And I go back and start making her food. Because it's like me and two other people working, and it's like five items. I can make five items. I'm not going to make somebody else stand up. There's nobody else here.
I thought you said it was seven items.
Well, two plus drinks.
Math, Josh.
So anyways.
Engineering.
So I'm making the food, and if I'm on the food line, and I see somebody standing like close to the counter, I'm like, fuck. Like, what?
Yeah.
What do you want? So I finish the food item I'm making, but I'm not done making the food. That'll come up later. I walk up and I go, yeah, ma'am, what can I help you with? Did I forget something? Did you need sauce or something? Sauce is right behind you. And she's like, yeah, I had two drinks. I was like, yeah, here's the cups.
Yep.
There's the drink fountain's on the right. And I turn around to go start making her food again. And she just goes back and stands over. I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe she wants to do the cups last or whatever. I was like, do you want a drink holder? And she's like, sure. So I give her a drink holder and I walk back. I finish making her food, put it in the bag, give it to her. I was like, here you go, have a nice day. And I start walking away. And she goes, yeah, what about my drinks? I go, the cups are right there, ma'am. And she goes, I'm going to let you do that. And I said, no. I said, I'm going to let you do that. And then I walked into my manager's office. And she stayed there. My manager's like, do you want me to go talk to her? I'm like, she's Grubhubbing. Like, the longer she stays here, she's losing money.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to leave sooner or later. She leaves after like 5 minutes. I'm like, how are you so entitled? It's a fucking drink. Like, yeah. Hello? Now, I don't know what Grubhub's policies are. I'm assuming they're similar to DoorDash. DoorDash is, you are inoffensive as possible. You go in there and you do whatever they tell you because they know better than the app does.
Yeah.
Because the app is omniscient, you know? Yeah. And just like having been on both sides of it, just I can now certifiably say that she's just an asshole.
Yeah.
She's just not a good person and I don't want to associate with anyone like her.
It, to go and pick up a drink.
Also, she's like 30 and I was 17. Yeah. Like,
pulls off wig. It was me.
Lord. I don't understand people like that. Where it's like, yeah, I'm an adult, but I'm going to talk to this child like, you know, an asshole. Just yeah. How sad is your life?
I'm going to pretend it's one of those arguments I get in on Facebook.
Yeah. They're like, I'm just going to go and type in random political stuff and send. Make someone angry. Oh, my word.
I have a buddy who does that. He has a very politically split family. This is a very short story. He's like, yeah, what I like to do on long drives is, because the way our family set up, I'm always in the very back of the car. And I'll lean forward at the very beginning of the drive or like an hour into the drive. And I'll be like, hey, guys, I think Kamala Harris is hot. And then I'll lean back. And then my dad will start talking about how Kamala Harris and her policies. And then my very liberal brother will start talking about her policies in a different light. And then it's like 2 hours of entertainment for me. I'm like, you're a horrible person.
That's fantastic. I love that. Yeah. I respect that, man.
Yeah. Anyways, so I don't even remember the other story.
All right.
Probably something stupid.
Topic number two, Josh. You want to go?
Topic number two, your biggest nostalgia trip.
I'll rip going right now. So before you go, define the terms a little bit more. Just things that make you nostalgic. Things, moments that you've had that like send you back.
Whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going with two.
Okay, that's fine.
And they're both very, very short.
Okay, that's fine.
Last year.
Okay, watching, that's fine.
Dude, calm down. Okay,
just tell your story, bro.
Last year, watching Hotel for Dogs in the basement.
I forgot about that movie. Oh my god, so short, right?
Yeah. So I back in the day went to Blockbuster as a kid. And we had one super close to us, literally like 5 minutes down the road. Dude,
Blockbuster was hype.
We'd go to Blockbuster all the time. And my brother would pick up a game, maybe we'd go to Blockbuster until we were like 10 years old and then it died. But when I was like 8 years old, I went and rented. There's two movies I can remember for sure, but there's probably a couple others.
Inception.
not that pretentious yet. Not that much of a jerk yet. All right. It was Aragorn, the movie about the dragon.
Oh, the movie's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Yeah, but like dragons.
Yeah.
But it's so bad.
Oh, dude. 10.
I was at the time, I was like
8. Like, I love that.
What's the movie with a giant white dragon? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I...
Never ending story. Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
What are you singing?
It's a song.
Have you never seen that movie? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, the luck dragon.
With the kid, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
have you ever seen Never Ending Story?
I think I have,
you
but
uncultured
I... watched
swine.
It. I watched it once when I was like 11, and if I started talking about it in a room where nobody else had heard of it, that's one of those things where I'm like, oh, I dreamt that.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, I was convinced for the first like 10 years of my life that movie was a fever dream.
Yeah, because like you can't Google like white dragon movie. Like what's going to...
White
yeah, White Dragon movie sounds like a
White Dragon removed from Twitter.
Oh my.
Anyways.
It sounds like a KKK name. That sounds like, oh my word.
Anyways,
all right.
White. Okay, I'm done.
And then the other movie, Hotel for Dogs.
Okay.
And so I watched those
very,
two movies.
Very,
very different movies.
You could have chosen more similar ones.
Yeah, I could have. I just didn't.
Was there like, in the ones you don't remember, was it like you started at Hotel for Dogs and then you got to like, I don't know.
I watched some Mission Impossible movies. Like I watched Mission Impossible 3 a lot.
When you were 8?
Yeah, dude. Mission Impossible 3 was
Doesn't that explain a lot?
Yeah. Yes, and then, I watched some Star Wars. I would watch the prequels because we watched the like original trilogy all the time. So when it was my turn to rent a movie, I would rent the prequels, not knowing how bad they were. And yeah, no. And so Hotel for Dogs. We watched Hotel for Dogs last year, and that was a huge like, a fever dream moment. Like I thought I would never see this movie again. And 10 years later. Secondly,
it seems like a Disney Channel original that aired once.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure that movie is produced by Nickelodeon.
What?
Descendants.
That's my biggest nostalgia now.
Yeah, and then lastly, my grandmother used to always take us to get McDonald's whenever my parents needed a break from us, like, gremlin children. So we went and would go to McDank's all the time. When I was 14 and I moved back to Massachusetts, when I was in Massachusetts originally, I was 4 at the oldest. I was super young. So I never really had a sound memory of like going and doing that with my grandmother. 14 years old, I get in the car. They take me to my grandparents' place. And my grandmother goes, Nick, do you want to eat McDonald's like we used to do? And I was like, Grandma, like, sure. And I'm like, I just won't like McDonald's. Like, whatever. I get in the backseat of the car. My grandparents are sitting up front. We start driving. And they lived in the same place since I was 4. Or in, like, even before then. We start driving, and all of a sudden, my eyes, like, roll back, and I have, like, this, like, memory of, like, being a kid. I was like, oh, we're going back. And they go, Nick, what do you want? My modern order is I'll get a Big Mac, a 20-piece McNugget, a fry, and a drink. That's the, if I'm...
You're so skinny.
You saw all I ate today with that raisin bread.
Yeah. But I was sitting in the backseat of that car. And I just go, I don't even remember saying it. I just remember getting it. And so, surely enough, 5 minutes later, I get a Happy Meal with the toy. Iron Man little figurine. Nice. I was there for it. And that was a huge nostalgia moment for me.
Fair enough.
Jake.
I have like 3 quick rapid fire ones.
Yes.
Like 3.5. So, this one, I don't even remember when this was. I think it was last semester sometime. It was we were tailgating after not tailgating. We were just like hanging out in somebody's room before or after a football game.
Yeah.
And there's food, and
so tailgating.
Yeah. But it wasn't like tailgating.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
I think it was after the game too. So it was. So
front gating.
My family's not like a big tradition family, and when I say that, I don't mean like we're non-traditional. I mean like. There's not a lot of things that
I'm not like other kids.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things we do habitually, you know? Like, we're not the kind of people that's like, oh, we go to the beach every summer. Like, every spring break, we go see grandma, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the closest thing I have to that is when I was younger, I'd go to D.C. once a year at varying times just because my grandma lives there. But every Christmas morning, we have cinnamon buns and Sister Schubert rolls with honey ham. And I didn't even realize I like subconsciously associated that with it's mainly the ham, the ham and the Sister Schubert rolls. But I'm sitting here in like September, and I'm like, oh shit, yeah, Sister Schubert rolls and the ham. I bite into it, and it's like freaking ratatouille. It's just like the, and then I'm literally like 7, getting my DS Lite for Christmas. I'm like, oh,
And then I'm back in the present, and my friends are like, Jake, you good? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, you're just kind of like standing there for like 20 seconds. Because I was like, I was speaking in tongues. I am
descended.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, what do you want for Christmas? Like,
oh my God, thanks, Mom.
Yeah. I can't wait to play Mario Kart. They're like, Jake, are you okay? Like,
Jake, are you okay?
they like blink. I'm like on the ceiling. I'm like, hello. Would you like to play Mario Kart? So, that was
Mom says it's my turn on the Xbox.
So that's one where I'm like, I didn't even realize I had like nostalgia associated with that until I took a bite of it and I was just like, then there's a, just like video game soundtracks in general.
Yeah.
Like Secunda from Skyrim, the downtime music in Skyrim. Yeah. I was listening to that with some friends the other day, and I was like, I didn't even play Skyrim that much. I never owned the game. I played it at my friend's house, and we would trade off controllers. Mm-hmm. And I didn't, like, that just took me back to that time. So that's just, like, a small tidbit one. And probably the last one I'm going to talk about is my grandma. She has, like, her isms, you know?
Yeah.
Where, like, she'll say, you know how the saying is, you get what you get and you don't get upset? That's like the saying.
I say it differently.
Oh, my grandma says, maybe you said it the same way as my grandma. My grandma always goes, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
That's
my grandma.
Yeah.
I have had a lot of people correct me and I'm like, nope, that's my grandma says it that way and I'm going to say it that way.
I will.
The one thing that, like, if somebody was like, what's the most your grandma thing? Is whenever, when I was younger, it would be me and my sister sitting in the back of the car. Whenever we would pull up to either my house or her house after getting home, she would always go, home again, jiggity jig. And so I just remember, I'm like 17. Yeah. Like, this is right after high school, pretty much.
Yeah.
And me and my sister are up in D.C., and we're getting in the car, coming back from someplace or whatever, and we pull up, and it's me and my sister sitting in the back seat, and because there's something in the front, the passenger seat. And she just looks back, and she goes, home again, jiggity jig. And I was like, because my grandma, like, I've seen her. This is the first year of my life where I haven't seen her, I'm pretty sure.
I remember talking to you about that.
And
yeah.
So it was just like a slideshow of like all the memories I've had in D.C. And like she lived in Nashville for a little bit and then back in D.C.
All the home agains are just like,
yeah, exactly. Like,
into one.
Just a hype montage.
It's like, have you seen the like, you like jazz, but it's like 10,000 times where it's like she says home again, and then it's like two of them and then four of them and then eight of them.
Yeah.
And then by the end, it's just like, home again, jiggity. I'm like, in the back seat, just like having a seizure for like 3 hours. Anyways, so that one is another one where it's just like, oh, that's like a nice, it's a nice warm feeling.
They get back to the house and they like look in the back and Jake's just like in the fetal position, jiggity jig, jiggity jig.
I open the door and it's just a giant room of camera, of like monitors of all the home again, jiggity jigs.
Josh, nostalgia.
So I have two pretty big ones. One actually goes with that, funnily enough. But
like my grandma actually would also say.
So also say no. Somebody would. It was probably like my mom or my dad. But that's not a big one. But the big one was this little. It was a little pig game, and it was like the, you know, like this little pig went to the market. It was
Yeah.
It was based
like
on
the toes.
Yeah, it was based around that. It was like a board game type thing, but the voice actors were so.
Wait, there's voice actors in a board game?
Yeah, it was like.
Like you'd hit the button?
You'd hit a button and it would make a sound. Or
oh,
like,
wait, was it kind of like the book with the animal sounds?
No. It was more like, now that I think about it, it was so ahead of its time because it had like sensors on the bottom of each of the pigs. And when you put the pig on a certain spot, it would make the pig would say
that's
something.
Hype.
From like a speaker in the middle. It was so cool.
Oh, wait. Did you ever have one of those, it was like a little, like you would put it on your fridge or whatever. And you had all the letters,
mm-hmm.
And you would like put the letter in, and it would make the letter sound.
Yes, that? Yeah, yeah. It was a lot like that.
Okay.
Like the little, like the leapfrog thing.
Yeah.
I had
one of those.
But that's also probably a big nostalgia trip. But it was, I was in like high school. I played that game when I was like a baby with like my mom and my dad or something. And it was like all these weird. I was like roast beef. I want roast beef. And it was. It just.
But
like,
he's a pig.
Yeah.
Beef, I guess. Sure.
No, that's still messed up. You're picking.
I mean,
Well, no, that's how the thing goes. This little piggy had roast beef.
Oh,
and this
that's
little piggy
so
had
true.
None.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like the other one's like, none! I had none! It was so stupid. The stupidest thing ever.
See, Poppy, see?
Market! I went to Market!
I don't, those are the two like big ones I remember. But, so, when I was like in high school, my little brother like found the game and he like opened it up and he like turned it on and put the, I was like on my phone or something. I was like doing something else.
Like in the other room.
But yeah, like, and then, but like he put it on and it was like roast beef. I want roast beef. And then I was just like, where am I? I was, dude, it was the big, and I like, I completely forgot it existed.
Yeah, just one of those until like closet memories.
Yeah, and then it was like, like bass drop.
Inception.
Yeah. The scene from like Rise of Skywalker where it's just like it blows out the speech. But
or like the Day the Earth stood still with like the giant fucking. You never seen that cool?
No, no, I'm sorry. That's a you thing. Man.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. Never it's ending not a story.
It is a good movie, but it's not a good movie. Like you're not gonna like it, but it's a really good movie.
Fair enough. But yeah, so that's the first one. And then the second one is, like you were saying with the game soundtrack, I played so much Pokemon when I was a kid. So, like, any, like, Pokemon from, like, Soul Silver, my favorite was, like, Black and White, though.
But
so
Gen 5 is the best soundtrack.
Gen 5 is the best in general. That's my favorite generation.
That's the one where I stopped.
What's the water type starter there?
Oshawott.
Yeah.
Okay, not the one I was thinking of.
That's okay.
Just wondering.
But that's best one. And so, like, literally any... Any, like, soundtrack, when, I hear it, it'll, like, I'll just be like, bro, and it'll, and, like, sometimes when I get really stressed out, I'll go back, and, like, I have my DS here, and I'll play, like, some Pokemon.
Sometimes when I'm not stressed out enough, I'll listen to the low health music, where it's like, dude, it's like,
slaps, just hits differently, but, like, Soul Silver music will also hit.
Oh, Soul Silver.
And then, I have a really fun but it's mainly those two, because I didn't play a lot of Platinum, but it's, like.
I lost my Platinum cartridge.
I lost my Soul Silver, unfortunately. It was so sad. But, so it's like that one, it's like Soul Silver, Heart Gold, that music, and then Gen 5 music. We'll just like, I hear it, and it just takes me back. And then I'm like, bro, I want to play. And then I go play, and I play, and I'm like, it's not the same.
Yeah.
And you just can't anymore.
I have two really quick Soul Silver stories while we're on the topic. And then it's like, this is... But, so, Soul Silver, I wasn't, like, a Pokédex filler kid. I was just like, I'm going to level up my one Pokémon, and if he can't be the Elite Four, I'm going to make him be able to be the Elite Four. Stat moves are for pussies.
Yes.
Just Flamethrower, because I was a Fire-type guy, too.
Oh, no. I was, like, kind of like that, where, like, I didn't believe... in switching out Pokemon. Even if it was a bad match, like I literally figured it out in the options, you can turn off the option to switch between Pokemon. Like after you knock out one of their Pokemon, it wouldn't ask you like, would you like, they're gonna send in this, would you like to switch? I turned that off because I figured out you could, and so it was immediately off. And so like, yeah, that's how I would play. I would send out my one Pokemon and I would just destroy as many, and then like it would faint, and I'd send in my next like level 2 7.
Yeah
just like it's the one that knows like cut and surf and fly.
So I remember I got Soul Silver and I played it for 4 hours on the day I got it. And then my mom was like, Jake, you have to come down for dinner. And I was like, okay. And I shut my DS without saving. So I had to replay the first 4 badges of Soul Silver.
Wait, did you shut it or just turn it, or did you turn
it off? It turned off. Like it was over. And I was like, shit, I was pissed. But then I got to play more Soul Silver. And Soul Silver and Heart Gold it was one of the only games where you can like legitimately get the other legendary without trading, you know?
Yeah.
Like in you have Lugia and Ho-Ho, I think.
Ho-Ho. Yeah.
And you can get the other in the game. So I had Soul Silver.
I'm looking up, by the way, Gen 5 Pokemon, because now I need to know if I'm thinking of the right one.
Lugia was like this white dragon thing, and Ho-Ho is the giant like golden.
Never ending story.
So, So I'd beaten the game, and I found out you can get Ho-Ho, and I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna go get Ho-Ho. Because I was trying to get all the legendaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ho-Ho in, I don't know, in Heart Gold, but in Soul Silver, it's at the top of this, like, big tower, like, Japanese tower.
Yeah, it's in this, you can find them in the same place.
Yeah. So, you go, I'm going up, I'm fighting all the battles and stuff, because I was also the kind of guy, I was like, I'm going to fight every trainer.
Yeah.
No matter what, if I can avoid it, I don't care, I'm fighting every trainer. So, I get to the very top, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go through this stairwell, save, and then... go up to the battle to fight. Because normally how legendaries work, it's... Or maybe it does work like that and I was just an idiot and didn't save. That's more likely, actually. So I walk up and I'm in the fight. And I realize, like, I didn't save. And, like, I'd have to go through this whole thing again. And having flashbacks to my first four gyms, I was like, can't do that.
Can't do that. No, can't do that again. No.
No, I'm in too deep. I'm going to have to lie low for a bit. Anyways, so
it dies.
I get down. No, I get down to like the sliverest of a red, and I can't. I'm like, I can't hit it anymore because, like I said, I had one Pokemon, and everything else was gonna die immediately. So I'm just, I'm throwing Ultra Balls at it. I run out of Ultra Balls. I'm throwing Great Balls at it. I run out of Great Balls. I threw like probably 100 plus balls at this Pokemon, and I caught it in.
Sounds like my table of Friday night.
in a normal Pokeball, I caught a Ho-Oh. In a normal Pokeball. And that's still probably one of my top five gaming achievements.
Nice. I had...
By the way, Gen 4 is my...
Gen 4 is yours?
Yep.
Gen
4 is good. Piplup, Turtwig.
Yeah. I was Turtwig all the way.
Really?
Was that the one with Chimchar as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
But I had a... Gen 4 is a good one. I had a friend whose little brother had the best Pokemon look I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, he would do that constantly without having to throw, like, a million Pokeballs. Mm-hmm. Like, he would just throw... a Pokeball, and he would catch the legendary, and it's like, how?
Yeah.
He's hitting that, like, crazy RNG, like, 0.3 chance.
It's like, do you know Smollett, the speedrunner?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he did a all-shinies run, where he was like, yeah, every Pokemon I get, it has to be shiny. And he had a reset number, and it was, like, in the tens of thousands. Oh, he spent, like, 40 hours on it, and he's trying to get this Electrobe, and he was going to the battle, like, not shiny, reset, not shiny, reset, not shiny, reset. Like, every reset took, like, 2 minutes. And he gets into the battle, and it's shiny, and he just resets, and everyone, he's, like, reading chat, and everyone in chat is like, dude, and he's like, wait, somebody clip it, you're kidding, and then he watches it back, and he's just like,
no,
and that, and I was watching the YouTube video, that was at, like 7,000 resets, mm-hmm. We resume with him at 13,000 resets.
Oh my gosh.
Like, months later, oh my god, anyways. What were we talking about?
It was nostalgia.
Yeah. Well, that was my big one. Is just like Pokemon, and then like kind of Legos, but not really. Legos is just like relaxing for me.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
It's just
I was never a Lego guy. I got it. Such a I understood Lego it. Guy. It made sense to me why people enjoyed it. Like after school, a lot of my like childhood friends would play Legos, mm-hmm. but we got split into the two people of Lego players and people that play pickle football, and I would always play as pickle football.
That's fair. People who made Legos. Like, built their own things with Legos.
They're insane.
Those are the people who like building in Minecraft. And the people who follow the instructions are the people that like Redstone. I like Redstone.
Alright.
I don't like Minecraft that much. Well, like, it's a good game. And I'm not like, oh, I hate Minecraft. Like, I'll play Minecraft. I just, like, never got really into it.
Yeah. That's fair.
Alright.
Minecraft is probably the most hours spent in game.
I gotta go and, like, get a good cut because we're posting topic. Yeah. My topic.
Cut.
Yeah, my topic.
Cut.
My topic is
cut.
No, my topic is. What's up with the slurp, man? That's my topic. What is up with the slurp?
All right, I have a lot to say about this one. Hey. I've been trying to get to it all week.
So, my topic is. It's basically going to turn into best drink. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Don't get me wrong with that. But the shorter version, the version that I originally wanted to riff off of, was there's been the common phrase, you're out, you're hanging out with someone, you're hanging out with me, and you're like, this is
the
liquid
of
the gods. Yes. I say that about Dr. Pepper every other day,
Jake. I first heard that phrase, I was in, do you guys know what a Fuddruckers is?
Yeah.
I was in a Fuddruckers with my family.
You mean a rush? Okay.
I was in a Fuddruckers with my family, and my dad was saying that about Mountain Dew. He was like, Mountain Dew is the liquid of the gods.
So,
and my mom was like, Shane.
So
originated from Tennessee.
So that's my thing. Where is what are not the liquid of the gods, but like next to it? So I just want to take these out of the equation. Ready? Like these couple drinks. We're all underage, so I'm just gonna say, don't say anything alcoholic.
I want them going to anyways.
Most importantly,
pina colada.
You cannot
Virgin
say,
Mary.
You cannot say water.
Shit.
Cannot say water because that I think that's a liquid of the gods. That is something that is.
It does fall.
Yeah, because you literally cannot live without it.
And then
no.
And that's it. So I'm saying, and then we can go and say what is the best drink at the end of it, if that is water for you or Dr. Pepper for me. I'm not, so Dr. Pepper's out for me too.
Is it which is the best drink or which drink would I only want to drink for the
Yeah, let's just go best drink. So best drink. I let's just, what is the best drink? Because my answer is one of three things. Water, it's too obvious to not say, delicious all the time.
If you don't like water, I don't like you. You're boring. Water's not boring. You're boring.
Yes.
Get a personality. Not liking water isn't a personality. Holy shit. People that don't... People were like, I don't really like water. It doesn't taste good. I'm like, so? Like, they're the kind of people who wouldn't eat vegetables. Like...
Yeah. Dave, I don't eat vegetables. Do you remember...
Yeah. Do you like water?
Yeah, water's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I just like... I'm just indifferent. This is a bad topic for me. I'm just indifferent about a lot of drinks.
So what's your go-to beverage? If I was like, hey, I'm going to Kroger, what do you want me to pick up for you? Best drink. Because I have two others that I'm like, this is the goods, but I want to hear your opinion on it first.
Can I guess them before you say them?
Yes, but I want to hear his opinion first.
See, I don't know. It just kind of depends on what I'm feeling. Like, I drink Sprite. Sprite's good. My go-to road trip drink, though...
That's good.
I stop at a gas station. I fill my car up with gas. I go and I look for two things. Two things. Only two things. If I see something else like, I'll get it. Two things. One, I look for dibs.
Dibs are great.
Why don't they sell them in AMC's anymore?
They don't?
No.
They're the best...
I mean, I haven't been in an AMC in like a year, but...
Yeah.
They're the best road trip snack ever.
True. They're a god-tier snack.
They're a god-tier snack. But I only eat them on road trips. That's why I have to go in and check. And, like, half the time I don't find them. I told Abby about it, and Abby was like, I didn't even think those existed anymore. I was like, fair enough.
The government, they got too powerful. Government had to take them out.
Dude, like, Dish and, like, Dunkaroos are the two, like...
I've never had Dunkaroos.
Either.
I'll have to try it.
And I'll show you guys later. I feel like you've had to have had them.
I didn't have them, but I like know like 90s and like early 2000s people had them and such. I'm pretty sure I've seen them in like a lunchroom one.
Or like, did y'all ever have like the Ritz s'mores?
I did have a Ritz s'mores before.
I just distinctly remember picking up a Ritz s'mores box, and it was like graham crackers with like chocolate and marshmallow intertwined, and it was Simpsons. Anyways,
all right. Dibs
is the first one I look for, and then my go-to drink on road trips is pineapple Fanta.
Really?
Ooh. Pineapple Fanta.
Good stuff.
It's yellow. Okay. I'm willing to argue that it is better than orange Fanta. Orange Fanta is good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm willing to argue that pineapple Fanta is better.
Fanta is the best Fanta.
Wait, what Fanta?
I've never had lemon Fanta.
They only sell it in Europe.
Where do you guys stand on grape, grape drinks in general?
I'm not a big fan. I draw the line. I hate cherry flavored anything because it always tastes like cough syrup. Doesn't matter what it is. It will taste like cough syrup to me.
My line. So I'm indifferent about grape flavored drinks. However, grape flavored Tootsie Pops, like the bluey purple looking ones. Yeah. I don't know what flavor it's supposed to be. I think it's grape, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Blueberry, whatever. Those are the best flavor of Tootsie Pops.
Hey, but Dum Dums. Now we're getting our candy. Back to drinks. But yeah, so pineapple Fanta is my go-to. I've tried pina colada. It's okay. It's not bad. But it's just not as good as pineapple or orange. Orange is also really good. But I think one of my favorite drinks, it's not in the U.S. as much, is Orangina. I don't know if you've ever...
I know what Orangina is.
Orangina is so good. It's basically just Fanta, but so much better.
Is it like the Mexican Coke version of Fanta?
Yes.
Kind of.
I would say that's the most akin way to dumb it down.
But
yes.
So, yeah, I'm probably going to put Orangina for best. I just remembered that because I was thinking about Fanta.
All right.
But Orangina is...
Jake, give me your answer. What's the best drink? And then guess my two others because I'm two...
Well, yours are... It's Diet Coke and Dr. Pepper, I think.
You are incorrect. What's yours?
Water, obviously, I'm a water...
Incorrect.
I'm a water drinker at heart, but, Lemon Fanta is definitely up there. Lemon Fanta, it's just, like, it's carbonated lemonade. It's really, really good.
That's gas. Sounds like gas.
It's
like
kind of what pineapple Fanta is.
Yeah.
It's
just carbonated pineapple juice.
Exactly.
With more sugar.
What are they called? The Jarnitas, I think is what they are.
Jarritos?
Jarritos.
Yeah.
Those slap.
Burritos are great.
Those are really, really good as well.
My last, I've never had them before, and then last October.
It's a Baja Blast?
What? No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Rito's, is it Bob West?
Sorry, sorry.
Oh, just like, no. But yeah, no, I had that, and it was gas.
Burritos are really, really good.
I like four in one night.
Night. No, I drank a liter in one sitting. And honestly, like, I don't know. Arnold Palmer, like, sweet tea.
Yeah.
I could, if somebody was like, you have one drink and water for the rest of your life, I would say sweet tea.
Sweet, yeah. I wasn't a fan of sweet tea for the longest time.
But then, tea is definitely
that's a good way to take it too. You could have one drink and water, where are you going?
Probably Orangina.
Okay, then I was about that.
So good.
Yeah.
I wasn't a big sweet tea guy until like senior year of high school. And then like I had it and I was like, oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Tea!
Tea! Sheesh!
Tea!
Are you ready?
Yes.
Answer number one, numero uno, first round draft pick is Dr. Pepper. Yeah, let's be real. Let's be real. If you know me at all, I love my barbecue flavored water. It is delicious. It's phenomenal.
I've never heard it called that.
Dude, do you know why Dr. Pepper comes in bottles?
Why?
Because his wife left him.
Because it sucks.
Because his wife left him?
Think about it.
Comes in. Oh my god. Ew!
I'm not a caffeine guy. Oh, I don't like anything that has caffeine in it.
That's fair.
And my second take.
Then you don't like Nick.
Oh, it's well, coffee. Yeah. I was about to say, it's coffee. It's 100% coffee. I am such
I was
a
disgusting
drinker.
Disgusting.
But disgusting. If I were to go back, if I were to go back on my original thing of the liquid of the demigods, I'm not going Dr. Pepper. My number two like underscored thing would be Diet Coke. And my underscored thing for coffee would be tea. Tea's phenomenal. Tea, like, I feel like I need to drink more of. Whenever I have it, I'm happy. It soothes my throat. You get that nasal drip
I'm
at
not
night.
A hot tea
it soothes
guy.
Your throat.
The only hot beverage I enjoy is hot chocolate.
Yes.
Hot chocolate, too, is one of the
most
underrated
beverages.
Or maybe, like, warm milk?
I'm like,
have you never had warm milk to have you go to bed?
I've heard that. Someone told me that. But
yeah, I've heard that, too.
I'm intolerant, so I drink, like,
that's fair.
Almond milk.
I'm partially lactose intolerant.
Stick some almonds in the microwave.
Easy.
All right, any final words?
Caffeine sucks.
Caffeine sucks.
I hate caffeinated drinks. None of them taste good.
Jake,
except
any
for,
final
like,
words
sweet tea.
About
sweet tea.
The podcast?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That was like you just said you like
that's
tea.
It. I do like tea, but Orangina's better.
You know.
Any words on the podcast? Yeah? Okay.
I said that so much.
My final
story.
Little bit of information is Boo Boo, if you're out there.
We love you.
Rico, if you're out there, bless up.
Yeah, be
Rico,
better.
I hope you're a better person now. I hope you went through your training arc.
Yeah, with that being the end.
Yeah, you were like episode 4 on like a 10 episode arc.
yeah.
Dude, that was episode 1.
No. You don't know where Rico started.
Yeah,
you do not want to see episode 1 Rico.
Episode 1 Rico is in an orphanage.
Episode 1 Rico was pre-jail Rico. Episode 2 and 3 was jail Rico.
Episode 4
was I tried to fight a high schooler Rico.
Bro, they never did a background check. So convicts definitely went with
it. Yeah, like you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, this has been the Nevin's Island Podcast. This week it'll go up topic by topic, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a full VOD on Friday. Tomorrow we're doing casual casual entertainment conversation tomorrow. Streaming before casual entertainment conversation.
Sounds like the Wii Sports.
I have seen that movie.
Yes.
What?
I don't like that movie.
Nobody does.
It makes no sense. It freaks me out. And
to be fair, that's like most Michael Bay movies.
With that being said, this has been the Nevin's Island Podcast.
The Transformers.
The Transformers slaps. The OG Transformers is
OG
legitimate.
Transformers.
Not OOG, because it's, but like the Michael Bay
no,
one's
dude.
Good.
Animated?
Animated series is good. I will
I
die on
that. That's probably something that would as another nostalgia trip.
Yeah.
I was a big Transformers kid.
Really?
I had the original ones that were actually complex. Like the ones nowadays,
yeah.
It's like you pull a single lever.
Oh,
it's
I remember you pulled them out.
Dude,
and
those were tight.
Like,
I have like bins of those somewhere. Those are so.
I have bins of neither of you. If either of you know what this is, I'm gonna be shocked.
Pallets of
ballots. I thought the same thing.
Yes.
We have pallets of ballots.
Rescue Heroes.
I know what that is.
I know it.
I've
never had any.
I have an entire like drawer.
We need to close out the podcast.
Rescue the heroes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the
ballad.
This has been the Nevin Dylan podcast.
At 3 a.m.
This is
all the way
from Florida to Miami.
From Florida to Miami, they're curing world hunger.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Nevin Dylan podcast. Myself, Josh, Jay, coming at you every single Friday. The topics go up each week, topic by topic, and then as a full VOD on Friday. If you like what you heard, come and hang out with us on Fridays. We got a stream tomorrow that we're doing if you're hanging out live. If you're, we're doing a casual entertainment conversation. And then the new week starts up with Jake and Nick Muck this Tuesday, 2 o'clock, where we will be eating Moe's. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. And yeah, have a good day.
I forgot.
Peace out.